From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A new government report says the private agency that inspects hospitals for the Medicare program is missing too many problems, including many that could put patients at risk. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, the study is prompting calls to weaken the power of the Joint Commission on the Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations.
JCO, as the Joint Commission is known in the health industry, inspects more than 80% of the hospitals that participate in Medicare. Notice of an impending inspection routinely strikes terror into hospital administrators and staff. Loss of accreditation can lead to private insurers and government programs refusing to send them patients. But the report by the Government Accountability Office, the new name of the GAO, found that between 2000 and 2002, JCO missed 78% of cases in which hospitals failed to meet Medicare's requirements. Those cases were uncovered by routine state follow-up inspections, said Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
These serious deficiencies are problems that can't be dismissed as one-time incidents. They're the kind of problems that may put multiple lives at risk.
Among the problems missed, inadequate infection control measures and medications administered without a doctor's orders. In one case, a patient died in a Texas hospital after being given a double dose of narcotics in the emergency room. JCO, which is run by the healthcare industry, has a unique status within Medicare. Since the program's inception, hospitals that pass JCO's inspections are deemed to be in compliance with Medicare rules as well. California Democratic Congressman Pete Stark, who requested the study with Grassley, says that may have worked in 1965, but it's not working now.
It has created a situation where basically the people being investigated are in charge of the investigators.
Stark and Grassley today announced bipartisan legislation to address the report's findings. The bill would eliminate JCO's preferred status within Medicare. Grassley said it would simply make JCO equivalent to all other private organizations that accredit health care providers for Medicare.
The federal government needs a greater authority to hold the Joint Commission accountable and, if necessary, restrict or remove its hospital accreditation authority.
Such a change would actually be just fine with JCO, says its president, Dennis O'Leary.
People ask us who we're accountable to. I'd like to be accountable to somebody, frankly.
In fact, said O'Leary, when JCO introduced its new accreditation process earlier this year, which features surprise inspections rather than scheduled ones, they briefed Medicare officials and sought their okay.
But they did not have the ability to approve it because they don't have that authority. And so there are some very practical reasons why we favor this statutory change.
O'Leary also says the numbers in the GAO report aren't as bad as they appear.
The calculation is very simple. There are 22 Medicare conditions of participation. The survey sample is 500 hospitals. That's 11,000 possible times you could have found something wrong. And the number of times that the state survey agencies found anything, whether we found it or not, was less than 2%.
Grassley and Stark say they're hopeful that their bill to give Medicare more authority over hospital inspections could pass this year. But a broader patient safety bill that passed the House last year remains mired in the Senate. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.